two scores on the day. His first and last rushes of the day both went for 6 points. Behind him was Ryan Smith, quarterback, 9 carries for 55 yards. He also had actually no touchdowns. He handed off every time. Bryce Thalen, 5 carries, 42 yards. Alec Thalen, 5 carries, 12 yards and 1 fumble. And Cameron Worth, 3 carries for 5 yards. Reese Platt with 1 carry for 4 yards. Through the air, Ryan Smith was 2 for 4 for 45 yards and 1 touchdown, a 34-yard strike to Mason Schneider. Jimmy Lehman, 4 for 10 for 72 yards. His long was a 24-yard pass to Jared Smith. Jared Smith was 2 for 2 in receiving for 39 yards. Bryce Thalen, 2 for 3 for 33 yards. Logan Hengesbach, 1 reception of 4 attempts and for 11 yards. Mason Schneider, 1 for 3 in receiving for 34 yards and a score. The LB offense, 47 rushes for 219 yards total. They attempted 2 passes. Both were incomplete. And it is 49 plays for 219 total yards for the LB Bearcats. They were led by Derek Brown, as has been the case for 4 years now. 19 carries for 103 yards and 1 touchdown. Behind him, Jonathan Brandle, 13 carries for 84 yards, the other senior running back. And Casey Sweeney, 1 carry for 44 yards for the freshman, and the other touchdown for the Bearcats. Matt Mychek, 7 carries, negative 13 yards, and 3 fumbles. Through the air, Matt Mychek, 0 for 2.
Keep in mind that Pomona Westphalia led this game 21-0 at the half. They come out in the third quarter, Clark, and take the lead and extend the lead on a 33-yard touchdown pass from Schneider to Schneider from quarterback Smith. The extra point misses. That's the only one they missed all game. Then Jared Smith, 3-yard run. Extra point was good, 34-0. That's how the third quarter ended. In the fourth quarter, though, a lot of subs come in. Casey Sweeney takes over, runs the offense for the Bearcats. Derek Brown, a 2-yard touchdown run. He also ran in the 2-point conversion for the Bearcats. Casey Sweeney on the last series, again, running the quarterback position. His first carry on 3rd-and-9. He runs the ball, a 44-yard touchdown run, and then throws a touchdown pass to David Messing. 34-16 would be your final, and the Bearcats will not advance to the state final. Pomona Westphalia does, but a nice showing for the Bearcats, an excellent season as they fall 34-16 in the state semifinal in Division 7.
Just a word from our director of social media, Kayla O'Neill. She says hello to all of us. She misses us dearly, and it's been a great season for us. So 34-16, final score for Pomona Westphalia as they advance their second straight state final and on track to take on Detroit Loyola, a team they beat last year in the state semifinals, this year in the state final at Ford Field. A heck of a team from the Pirates. Every aspect of this game was dominated by Pomona Westphalia, even though the score doesn't really show it. Just an 18-point victory in the state final. Both of those touchdowns coming with the second string of Pomona Westphalia in there. Got to hand it to the LB Bearcats. Their first loss of the season. They finish up at 12-1 overall. Impressive from the first snap when they played USA in week number one in pre-Labor Day football to a frigid 31 degrees here in Mount Pleasant.
This is the sloppiest game we've seen Ubley play, whether it be competition, whether it be the weather, whether it be the situation they were in, it doesn't matter. They were a very flawless team all year long. They didn't turn the ball over. They were very solid from beginning to end. However, when you look at this game, they got a little sloppy with some of their snaps. They turned the ball over a couple times, which is just something that the Bearcats do not do. That happened today. It was a bad situation, but regardless, even if the Bearcats play a perfect game, they would have had their hands full with this Pirate team from Pomona Westphalia. They are for real. They returned a lot of starters with a lot of experience, excellent size, great speed. They do a lot of things really, really well, and they are very disciplined. Clark, they don't commit a lot of penalties, and they don't turn the ball over either. So this team is going to give Detroit Loyola all they can handle. It should be a great state championship game.
Not to switch gears here, but Michigan State marches down the field trailing 17-10 to Ohio State, scores with 4 minutes left in the fourth. They go for two. Okay, they let O'Connor pass the ball, falls incomplete. They trail by 1 point with 4 minutes left.
Oh, darn. Well, when you're that big of an underdog, Clark, sometimes when you have that opportunity, you almost have to go for the kill shot.
Final score from Pomona Westphalia, 34, or from Mount Pleasant, Michigan, has Pomona Westphalia winning the field 34-16. Dave Hansen, this wraps up our broadcast season. It started in August 25th in USA, and here we are in Mount Pleasant, traversing the countryside this entire season. We got over ourselves over to the eight-player state championship last night in Greenville, Michigan, today in Mount Pleasant. It's been a fun journey through 13 broadcasts with you by my side.
It sure has. I appreciate you having me. It's been a very good season as well. I always love when some of our local teams do something special. Deckerville, you know, in the state championship of eight-player football last night, come up a little short, but can't be upset whenever you make a state final. And as for the Bearcats, they make a state semifinal. They absolutely exceeded expectations. They were the team to beat in the East. We knew that. You know, we really liked the battle in the West, but the Bearcats went through everybody. And even beating New Lothrop was a very big accomplishment, winning a regional. Anytime you can show up in a state final, a state semifinal, or in Deckerville's case, a state final, that's a hats off to you. That's a great season. And good luck to them the rest of the way next season. And we'll miss a couple big seniors we've gotten to know very well here for the Ubley Bearcats.
And let's go through those right now, as we will announce right now that the strong side for this Sunday is no longer. We're going to take the day off. It's been a long journey the whole way through, so there will be no strong side at 7 p.m. tomorrow, so this will be our last broadcast for the WLB Sports Network for football season. Of course, we'll return with basketball. We'll have a game probably right before New Year's Eve. Let's go through that final game for the LB Bearcats in the Orange and Black. That would be number 12, Jared Sabins. He's a senior. Number 14, David Messing. Number 17, Gavin Pallas. And number 20, running back, four seasons of 1,000-plus yards, Derek Brown. Number 22, Jonathan Brandle, also in the backfield. And we have number 32, Tyler Ozentoski at 5'10", 155 pounds. Number 37, Nathan Keller at running back. He's played his final game. And Dominic Rosenthal, a beast on the defensive side and maintaining the trenches all the way through on offense, he's played his final game. Number 60, Darren Soule off the line. Number 66, Jesse Shoemaker. Number 67, Matt Stapleton. Number 68, Eric Wischlager at guard. Number 75 at tackle, Aaron Klama at 6'6". Number 76, Adam Grifka, also at tackle, a senior. And number 78, Zach Walker, all playing their final game on the gridiron for the LA Bearcats.
Yeah, those are some big names for the Bearcats. You're going to see a totally different revamped team. A couple highlighted returners, obviously going to be led by Matt Mychak. He is going to be the heart and soul of this team next season. Couple other guys, Gregory Keller, a junior. You heard his name a few times. He's going to be a big part of this offense next season. But losing their entire line, their center is about the only one that they're going to keep in Cameron Peruski. He's about the only one left. He's going to have to help train a couple younger guys, some underclassmen. I know they have some size down there. They're gonna need it. But those are kind of the two, and obviously the third one, who's a little bit of a prospect, showed off a little bit tonight that he's got some skills. Casey Sweeney, I think, has a bright future in a Bearcat uniform as well. Surprise there, another Sweeney going to show up and be a beast to play with. And last but not least, I think his role steps up tremendously. I think Anthony Sweeney plays a huge role for this team next season. He already does on the defensive side and offensive line, but he will be crucial for them next season. And I obviously can't wait to see what they come back with next year to follow up this great state semifinal run.
The final broadcast for us is always a little bit bittersweet. It always, only once in my 6 years of broadcasting, Dave being my partner for five, it always ends ended with a loss. And it's always not exactly the way you want things to come out. But you look back at what we've seen over the past 13 weeks, and it's been nothing short of impressive. We've saw Ubley go through every single opponent and be victorious. We saw the USA Patriots rebuild that program. Only loss was to Ubley twice this season, win the Greater Thumb West. We saw Deckerville manhandle every single team they faced up until Powers North Central in the state championship. Only 9 teams in the entire state of Michigan end on a good note with a state championship. The eight teams in the 11-player, and then, of course, your 8-player champion. Only 9 teams in the entire state of Michigan are victorious in their last game of the season. Everyone else, yes, it leaves a not-so-good taste in your mouth, but looking back, like I said, nothing short of impressive for all of our teams, and they have plenty to hang their hat on for pride in their program and what you've done for your communities throughout this entire team. You look at Ubley. Everyone was an Ubley Bearcat fan today in the entire Thumb, Michigan. Thank you for listening. and of course being there for our Thumb teams.
Well, that's the way the Thumb works, and that's why it's a privilege to be able to broadcast this game back to them.